Suspect charged in murder of couple who responded to used car ad. By Amy Furr on September 4, 2020. A suspect was charged Thursday for allegedly robbing and killing a couple who responded to an advertisement for a used car in Aurora, Colorado. Police said 18-year-old Kyrie Brown admitted he stole a 2017 Toyota RAV4 and posted it for sale on the LetGo app, according to CBS Denver. When Joseph and Jocelyn Roland met Brown to purchase the car, while carrying thousands of dollars in cash, he allegedly pulled out a gun and shot them as they tried to flee. The report continued. According to the arrest affidavit, Brown said he met the couple at the Southlands Mall on August 14 and told them he accidentally brought the wrong vehicle title. He asked them to follow him to an apartment on East Cornell Circle, near South Parker Road. Brown said he pointed the gun at Joseph Roland while the couple was still in their car, and demanded the money. He said the car started moving and he decided to shoot Joseph, and accidentally shot Jocelyn. 39-year-old Joseph and 40-year-old Jocelyn died within 5 minutes of each other at a nearby hospital. The couple leaves behind 5 children. Brown reportedly told police he took $3,000 from the Rolands and tried to set the RAV4 on fire near Havana Street and East Colfax Avenue, CBS Denver reported Monday. After the shooting, police say Brown posted the car for sale on the app again, using the same photo and email address, under the username Jessica Harlan. At that point, police say the car was already at their impound lot, the outlet said. Police searched cell phone records and conversations in the LetGo app, then pinged Brown's phone to pinpoint his location. He was arrested on August 27, after a chase which ended near 29th Avenue and Central Park Boulevard in Denver, according to CBS Denver. Brown was formally charged Thursday with 2 counts of first-degree murder. The Roland family later issued a statement and thanked the Aurora Police Department for its efforts to apprehend the suspect. The extended family of Joseph and Jocelyn Roland are still in shock and disbelief about the loss of both Jocelyn and Joe to a senseless act of violence. Joe and Jocelyn are survived by their 5 children who are being loved and cared for by the extended family, the statement read.